What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on AudioBoom.com. And you can tell by the music, we're going to be talking about last night's episode of The Walking Dead that aired on AMC. It's called Heads Up. Alongside of me, I have my fellow Walking Dead fans all the way in the West Coast, Los Angeles. Jesus, what's up, dude?
Not much. How's it going?
It's going peachy. It's peachy. We were trying to start on time. We almost did Jesus, and normally we do. But once again, if it's not Kristen, it's Brancy.
Oh, my God.
Brancy was Brancy was watching fans. We would have started 12 minutes ago, but Brancy was watching redneck television and
I was not.
Refused to start the show until it went in commercial break. Since we're talking about Brancy, how you doing, Brancy?
I am great, Mike.
How are you? I'm doing good. We'll rush this because you can get back to redneck television.
Okay.
All the way from Miami, Kristen, what's up?
What up? Not much.
Not forgetting. I always forget to say where Brancy's from, but Redneck Television, I'm just going to let y'all think about that. Just put that out there.
Wow.
So let's talk about The Walking Dead. Last night, I started seeing y'all's tweets, and I was like, oh, these bitches, I'm going to put my phone down. I wrote it down, the first minute and 33 seconds, bam, it goes into Glenn's scene. I figured we would talk about Glenn in his return, because according to Jesus, this should only take 5 minutes. We don't need to dwell on it.
No.
See, there it is. Ladies, get it off your chest. Glenn is back. He's alive. I know that you said on a text earlier to me and Jesus that this conversation about Glenn will be longer than 5 minutes because the whole episode was about Glenn, which that does not make any sense to me. But ladies, go, let it out.
Wait, you're getting your information all kinds of
wrong. I don't
know.
Can we talk about Glenn? Can we talk about Glenn, please? It's not about us.
We can, but...
Okay.
First, you need to get your facts straight.
Okay, Kristen, so when you see the starting of the Glenn-ness, what was going through your mind? Were you screaming? Were you excited? Were you like, I knew it? How were your emotions?
I wasn't screaming because my mother and my niece were watching the AMAs, and I didn't want them to get spoiled. So I had to be quiet here in my room, but I was like, yes, 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 yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You chose to keep your excitement down for the music awards?
Yeah.
That is so disgraceful to The Walking Dead.
I think the biggest disgrace is they chose the AMAs over The Walking
Dead. Thank you, Brancy.
Yeah, Brianna.
She is cut off.
Saying you're disgraceful because you chose to watch the AMAs over The Walking Dead.
One Direction. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, both of you said this. I heard One Direction like surround sound.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I figured. So were you excited? Because I watched The Talking Dead, Kristen, and you know the internet was pretty excited, but there were people out there that were like bullshit. Were you one of those fans that was like relieved and glad it happened?
That what happened? That he's alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Of course. I love Glenn.
Oh God, never mind, Brancy.
I hope you're going to say the same thing.
I hope you're. Please don't answer for her, please. Thank you very much. I know y'all were texting each other through the episode. Brancy, what's going through your mind?
I was very happy, but I do think that they kind of explained it away too easily.
Okay, see, that's what I wanted to see. Thank you, Brancy.
You're welcome.
Because the internet was saying that it was just kind of like, what? That's it's under them, and then they move on fast.
Well, and yeah, because they waited like 4 weeks to tell us. So it's like we were all theorizing these complex things, and they just kind of explained it away in under 2 minutes.
I know. It was really, really fast. And you know what? And I think on The Talking Dead, because you watched The Talking Dead, right, Brancy?
Yes, I do.
Kristen, did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it last night because I jumped to the anime.
Shut up. Anyways, so but they did kind of – Chris Hardwick kind of brought it up how it was kind of cool how the show just kind of – and same with Chow from The Hangover. He was on the guest couch and he kind of – and I kind of agree that it kind of started it. For me though, I'm glad it kind of started, got into it, and I was the kind of fan that kind of like, okay, let's get it out of the way. But you weren't very happy with that, Brant, huh? Did you want more details?
What?
No, what I'm saying, did you want, because you're saying it kind of rushed it and, you know, within 2 minutes it was done. And you were like, okay, Glenn's alive, whatever. Did you want it more to be shown more? Did you want that scene to be longer?
I don't think I necessarily needed it to be longer. I just kind of expected it to be a little bit longer. It's not like I needed it to be, though.
Because the last time y'all were offended that stuff was long, and then now...
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
It all goes back to Morgan.
It does. I'm never going to let it down.
Damn Morgan episode.
Jesus, did Jesus get dropped, or did he hang up on us?
I think he left because we were talking about Glenn.
Wow. Yeah. I think he was just like, that's enough, guys. It's enough. Let's see if he answers here. But for me, I liked it. I was very surprised and kind of glad they jumped into it that fast. I think it would have been a lot cooler, though, if they would have acted like he was – I wish they wouldn't have given any spoilers out or any – I don't know. I think that it would have made more of an impact if they would have just killed him. I think they messed up – let's put it this way. I think they messed up by not having him in the credits of the – of the Talking Dead, so people kind of were like, he's not, I think if they would have put his name in there, took his name right off the thing, I think people would have been like, oh shit, you know, but I don't know. Yeah. Hey, Jesus,
agree with that.
Hey, Jesus, are you back?
Yeah.
Were we talking too long about Glenn? Is that why you hung up on us?
Yes.
I knew it. So, hey, Jesus, now that we have you back, what's up? What'd you think about Glenn returning? You don't seem like you're very happy.
What? I don't know, him crawling underneath and then, you know, all the zombies that were around the trash bin was just kind of, like, too much.
Some people were kind of pissed off that, I mean, come on, let's be real. If it was somebody else, if it would have been Sasha, I'm sure all of us would be agreeing with Jesus and saying, there's no way she should have lived. He was moving, the zombies would have seen and attacked.
Yeah.
So it's just because y'all like Glenn. That's the only reason why, right?
Listen.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know what? You know, I would have been – I knew – you know, we had been discussing this, and I had a feeling – I think all of us had a feeling that he was still alive. But you know what? I always said it. If he would have died, I would have been happy with that, just for the fact that as long as it's not Carol, Carl, Daryl, Rick, or Michonne, you know? Mm-hmm. Eventually he's going to – these people are going to die.
Well, I mean, I'm happy he's alive, but I think I'm on the same page as you. If he did actually die there, then, you know, I'd move on from it. It's not like I'm going to be, like, pissed the whole entire series.
Right. Like,
yeah, see, I think we were just left, like, on edge. So it's like they weren't saying whether he was or he wasn't. If they said he was dead, then I think we would have been like, okay, maybe the next episode after, we would have been like, fuck. But, you know, they just kind of left it. Yeah, they just kind of left it like, is he or isn't he?
Right.
And then, like you said, the whole thing with the Talking Dead, they didn't put him on there. So yeah. I don't know. There were too many things that we were like, okay, well, I don't know.
Right. Have we got answers? Yeah.
Another thing that I was reading on, I think it was a Tumblr, is there is never that much space underneath one of those trash bins for that to happen.
Now that is true, because I actually saw one in real life right now when all this crap was going on. I was like, yeah, there's no way. Even my, I think my sister at her job went out there and she was like, I don't know how he's gonna fit under this thing. You can't fit under there, but he did. You know, and he's alive, and the internet exploded like crazy. There's a lot of people out there in the internet that don't care about spoilers for the people in the West
Coast.
They
really don't.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Enid saved the day, of course. Now let me ask you a question about Enid, because we talked about it, saying that we think that she's a spy and all that stuff. But by the end of this episode, you know, Glenn is kind of breaking through some walls, it seems like. Like, she just needs some love and a hug and for someone to care about her. Do you think that's the problem, that she's just a broken girl? Or do you think that really she's just a bad chick and Glenn is wasting his time? That's one of my questions for you guys. Hey, Jesus, answer it first.
Okay, I like her. I mean, she's kind of sassy.
What do you say, fat?
Sassy.
Oh, sassy. Yeah, Jesus, sassy. Hey, Jesus, you're kind of you're breaking in and out. You're kind of like sounding like Brancy, like a robot.
Whoa.
Sorry. So you like Enid, and you said she's sassy.
Is that any better?
No, it's not any better.
I think he's wasting his time.
Yeah, you sound like Iron Man or Age of Ultron or something. Yeah, it is weird. Maybe Glenn fans don't want you talking. Let's mess with your stuff. Brancy, what do you think? Do you think broken? Or do you think Glenn's going to get it?